Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, I love how this show constantly makes me go through some sort of wound-picking exercise.
I do it with love, Hilary yes. Duff style.
Okay. I don't even know that reference.
She has a fragrance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Is it called I Do It With Love?
No, it's okay.
It's called Scab Picking?
Yeah, Scab Picking. Scab Picking by Hilary Duff, exclusive to Myers. That's right. You can see it now. It smells like type O and B negative blood.
Ugh.
Yeah, tasty. So, let's pick on your scabs.
Okay, let's do it.
High school reunions. Tell me, has Australians always been doing high school reunions, or is this like an American tradition, like
that's
the Deb?
Flowed over?
Yeah. Is it something, is it in our nature to do this?
I have absolutely no idea, but I know that I remember when I was in high school, this movie, Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion, came out, and I really loved it, right? And like all of my friends, we would always talk about how it was going to be awesome.
Hang on. Isn't that like a chick flick?
It isn't really a chick flick.
You're trying to justify it now. It is a chick flick.
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy to hear arguments either way. But we watched it and it was all like, oh, let's get excited about going to a high school reunion. Meanwhile, 20 seconds after I was out the door, it was like I never wanted to go back. But I got talked into going to my reunion late last year, and I'm still recovering.
Wow. Look, I'll tell you a bit about myself. Look, I've been out of high school for a whole 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Much to my dismay, we don't get invited onto, I think you've been out for, 10 years? It's normally the 10 years yeah. after high school that you start getting high school reunion invitations.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
And now that there's like Facebook and all those kinds of things, you cannot hide from these things. Like the amount of people that Facebooked me to say, P.S. after this is my learning experience. I made myself unsearchable. the amount of people that Facebooked me to say, are you coming to the high school reunion? Are you coming? Are you coming? Are you coming? And it's just like this drama. Anyway.
So, look, if you have been invited to attend your high school reunion, or you know this is your 10th year at high school and it's just around the corner now, anytime, any
Set
second.
Set your profile to private.
Start living a life of a hermit.
Yes.
Keep all curtains drawn.
Yes. Change your address.
Put your number on private. You do not want to be disturbed.
Yes.
Trust me. Look, I believe it can be a fun activity. You know what? Like I said, look, the point of Different Strokes is that you're from a different side of the pond from me. You know, you're a little more socially awkward, so it's natural for you to kind of loathe high school reunions. Whereas, you know, I'm a bit more open to the idea of mingling and catching up with old friends and all that. But
and you're very good at small talk.
Yeah, I'm kind of good at small talk. So I'm good at talking, full stop. Try to shut me up. Yep. Listen to this show.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Are you even on?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm not. It must be like at least like it's 10% Jade, 90% Dave. Got to be.
I'm sharing that 90% with Sophie Ellis Bextor sometime. I either talk about her or play her music.
So. Yes, and you notice how I've had to, you know, start making references that you can relate to so we can like sort of edge my stuff into it anyway.
Step one, what to do when you have been invited to attend your high school reunion.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, you need to take time. Look, deciding, by the way, you need to decide that you're going.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to go, then game over. This show ain't for you.
Yeah.
You know, you got to say yes, accept invitation, and actually want to go. Then now we talk.
What about a Facebook invitation? Does that count as a real invitation?
Oh, come on. This is the 21st century. Girl, this is 2009.
Okay.
You know, that's got to count for something.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take it seriously. We want to go to this high school reunion, Jade.
Yeah.
You need to take time to review your old yearbook or like old school photos.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you can refresh your mind as to who you actually went to school with, who was in your year level.
Mm.
Do you know, every now and then I get some people from my year level that adds me on Facebook and I just go, oh, didn't you drop out of year 10? Who are you? And I realize, oh, hang on, they were in my year 12, like, English class. How embarrassing.
Yeah, I've had, and let me tell you, from it, having the experience of going to the high school reunion, they don't always look the same.
Oh, that's a problem, hey.
Yes, there's a lot of people who have had hard lives and as a result do not look the same. Like, there were a couple of people that I was at the reunion and they started talking to me. They're like, hi, Jade. And I was like, hello.
Why do they just look?
I had no idea who they were. Like, I don't know if I'd forgotten or I just thought they'd look different. But anyway, it was crazy.
Oh, my goodness. So this is the thing. So try to bring yourself up to speed. Try to jog some memory of experiences and stories
mm-hmm.
and adventures you guys might have had together. Because really, when you guys are reaching for that fruit punch that night, you want to be able to pass some sort of small talk.
People love talking about the good old days. I hate the good old days. It reminds me of the footy club and, you know, pretending to be straight and all that kind of stuff. It's gross.
What's with pretending to be straight?
Oh, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do kind of know what you mean.
You were like, you're the out and proud dude.
That is not true. I wasn't out in high school.
Oh, that's true.
See, I
but you did go to minus 18.
I did, but that was kind of like my seedy alter ego self, you know. There is straight acting Dave, which is almost non-existent.
I want to see straight acting Dave.
This is, you want to talk about coming out in high school? Do you want to talk about that? Okay. When I actually came out as being gay on Facebook and all my high school friends that added me found out, ain't nobody was surprised. They were like, it's about time. I was just like,
oh. Did they say it's about time?
Well, one or two people said, oh, it's about time. And then a couple of people were like, oh, I didn't know.
I don't like that it's about time. I think that's a bit bitchy.
I know, because that kind of implies that if you are non-heterosexual that you should out yourself ASAP.
Yeah.
I don't like that either because I think everyone, you know, needs to take that journey
it's a bit,
in their
it's
own
a bit
time.
It's flippant about the whole thing. Like, it's easy.
Oh, but to... More, I think what they meant to say is like, duh, we all knew the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, don't fanfare this, Dave. You know, this ain't Madonna's reinvention tour. Ain't nobody going to be surprised with what you're coming out of the closet with. We all know.
Are people surprised by Madonna's reinvention?
Most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Her face is looking young. So in any case, the next step, Jade, what do we need to do with this high school reunion thing? How to survive it?
Everyone has a fear of change, you know, so and you've got to prepare yourself for that, right? Because none of us are 17 anymore. You might have gained weight. You might have lost some hair. You might have gone grey. I have grey hair. You might, you know, maybe you didn't live up to the success that you expect for yourself or that your classmates thought that you would, or but you just have to remember that every single person in that room has some sort of issue related to those things. So you're not the only one who's kind of feeling that way. You know, you just sort of go in there and be proud of who you are and prepare yourself for inane questions like, so what do you do?
Oh.
Are you in a relationship?
Do they really ask that?
Yes.
That directly?
Like, literally, there were three or four questions that everyone asked. So what do you do was by far the most common one.
Of course.
And that leads to, like, you know, a conversation that might last, you know, sort of 5 minutes, depending on the level of interest in what they have. Like,
somebody comes up and says, yeah, I've been doing biochemistry.
Yeah.
cricket sounds.
I would be more interested in talking to the person doing biochemistry than I would be talking to the person who, I don't know, like works at some shop.
Mm. Fair enough.
That's just for me.
Yeah. So what was the first question? What are you doing with yourself now?
So, yeah, what do you do? Are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
Do you live in Sunbury, which is my hometown?
Do people still live in Sunbury after they graduate?
70 to 80% still live there.
Wow.
Anyways, I'm not going to continue on that.
They surely must look at you like some intrepid explorer.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, did you bring us something from the big, big city?
Yes, my smoke-filled lungs.
Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.